the Chief Executive Officer of BASA, the Board of Airline Representatives of South Africa, Zux Ramasia, is on the line to us now. Zux, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners too.
Who makes up the BASA? Airline representatives, so that the airlines, the commercial airlines, plus or?
BASA is, so BASA represents the airlines, all the airlines that are coming to South Africa from the continent, which is Africa, as well as international. So we call ourselves Board of Airline Representatives into South Africa.
Into South Africa. So it's, yes. You know, it's Turkish Air, it's Emirates, it's Kenyan Air, it's Rwanda Air, it's Ethiopia, all of those.
Absolutely.
And
all airlines but two are part of BASA.
Yeah. And a tough time, not just for airlines, those airlines coming into South Africa, but going into all of the destinations that they visit. Were you able to put some details as to how tough the times are for your members?
Absolutely. We did. That was we were happy when we received the invitation from the lawmakers, the portfolio committee. And of course, they wanted to understand where do we fit in, how do we ensure that tourism continue to thrive in South Africa. Of course, we explain what can be done better, and we explain the contribution of the tourism through airlift into South Africa, and what can they help, where they get in to assist to ensure that it is easier for airlines to come into the country.
Where does BASA have a position on the red list countries, which is the way we decide on a fortnightly basis whether one of the airlines, look, I mean, Africa, it's different because Africans are welcome tourists and or business, mm-hmm. but Europea, mm-hmm. Asia, the Americas, they have to be not on the red list. And there are people within the tourism industry who say we need to scrap that. What we need to do is manage getting healthy people into South Africa, not deny access to Germany and the UK and the US, as is the case at the moment. What's BASA's stand on that?
We have a position exactly what you've mentioned, John, because the government has already said to opening borders, and now they introduced the red list. The problem with the 2 weeks changing of the list is that travelers, they plan a month ahead and stuff like that. All of a sudden, you bought your tickets, you've done the hotels, and when you're supposed to come, you are on the list. Or in the middle of your journey, when you are airborne, you're part of the red list. It's unsustainable. It's not working. So our position is that we do not want, as airlines, we don't want to carry people who are sick. Hence, it works well for us that everybody, 72 hours prior to departure, get yourself tested for the PCR and adhere to the protocols of the country, which is wearing the mask and social distancing. And if you feel you feel sick, report yourself, as well as crew on board monitoring that. So definitely the red list to us, it doesn't work. It's not sustainable. It's actually affecting what the government has purported to have been doing, opening the borders.
And Zux, did you feel that you got a sympathetic hearing for that point of view?
Absolutely. Actually, they asked us all those problems. We tabled them, and they said, okay, so it means they have to meet their counterparts in their respective departments and ensure that they assist us to turn the tide. We're hoping.
Okay, because I mean, you're not alone in, I think just everybody that represents any part of the inbound tourism industry in South Africa wants the red list scrapped. Do you have any sense that serious conversations are being had at government level within the National Coronavirus Command Council about doing away with the red list?
Absolutely. As we speak, I think a few minutes ago, I just received an email or a meeting request from the CEO of BCSA, a chief. He's managed to get the DGs of the respective departments. So that's what we'll be talking about. So I think we are going to get there. If you remember, John, we were supposed to only fly in 2021.
Yeah.
But because we're knocking at those doors, you know, resiliently so that's what is going to happen. We're not going to leave any stone unturned. We'll do that. We've got a lot. There's no amount. There's so much information to convince our government. That's what we'll be doing.
Thank you very much for talking to us. I know that you pressed for time, so I will say thank you and goodbye. Zooks Ramasia, the Chief Executive Officer at BASA.